Right Wing Talk Radio, you found a home with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, let's see if I can get some of this in. This is on CNN this morning with pretty boy Bill Hemmer, who couldn't find his ass with both hands in a roadmap. But here he is, CNN anchor. He says, among those still in Iraq is Specialist Kenneth Egger. Jenna Hamilton is engaged to Specialist Egger. She's our guest now in Savannah, Georgia. Good morning, Jenna. How are you? I'm doing good. How are you? I'm doing just fine. What have you heard from your fiancé lately, Hamilton? Lately, I've just heard that he won't be coming home anytime soon. They don't have a definite date of when he'll be home, and he just wants to be home. Hemmer. And for Specialist Egger, was that a delay, or is this something he thought all along? Hamilton. No, this was a definite delay. They thought they'd be home by September 1st. Now, as Chris writes in, this sets the structure for the interview. There's basic questions, blah, blah, blah. Let's go a little deeper into the interview. Hemmer. So how are you feeling about this, Jenna? Hamilton. It's hard to take. It's unbelievable. Astonishing. How's he doing? Hamilton. He's exhausted. He's mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted. He says he can't fight any longer. There's nothing in him that he can fight with. Hemmer. Well, Jenna, you're soon to be the wife of a member of the U.S. military. It comes with the territory in many ways. What have you thought about how difficult this might be going forward in the future with him, knowing that the U.S. military is engaged in so many different hotspots around the world? Hamilton. We have actually, since this deployment began, we have decided that we will no longer be in the Army. Uh-oh, Hemmer's falling into a trap here. This woman and her fiancé are pissed off, so much so that he wants out. And now for Bill Hemmer's twist of the knife. But first, Jenna Hamilton has a little something to say. Hemmer. Oh, he's getting out after this tour of duty in Iraq? How do you feel about that? Jenna. Yes, yeah, he can't stand it. Hemmer. Why is that? And by the way, I support him 100%. Why do you say he can't stand it? Hamilton. It's hard on the families. It's hard on the soldiers. And it's especially hard to know that you put your faith and trust into a president and they continue to lie to you. They break promises, and it's hard to fight for somebody like that. Hemmer. Jenna, do you watch the news? Hamilton. Yes, I do, yes. Hemmer. You do? Hamilton. I do. Hemmer. Do you watch the news? You get the news from Baghdad? And if so, what's that like for you? Well, I watch the news only to get news from Baghdad. It's good at times when you think they're actually coming home, but it's horrible every morning when you wake up and there's another soldier killed and you don't know if it's yours. Hemmer. I understand you're seeing a doctor for some of your anxiety. Is that right? Hamilton. Yeah, that's correct. Hemmer. How long has that been going on? Hamilton. I actually just recently began seeing him after speaking with my physician. Hemmer. Okay, well, listen, good luck to you. And I don't know when you're going to speak to your fiancé again. Will it be this week? Hamilton. I'm hoping so. It's always nice to hear from him. Hemmer. All right, Jenna. Thanks. Good luck. Jenna Hamilton in Savannah, Georgia. Don't you want to just bash Hemmer's face in?
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.